Hello.
Hi, Michael.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Lily with Local Splash. How are you?
All right.
Good, good. Just wanted to give you a quick call back regarding our conversation yesterday. Is this a good time?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So to go over the campaign, I did look into the first time you were charged for the $400 for Google Ads. I did confirm that they did not spend all the way. It looks like you still have budget available. So that's what was you were told was going to be reallocated towards Facebook, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so let me give you the amount of that. Hang on one second. Okay, so it was $164 that were not spent from Google Ads. So that would be reallocated to Facebook. And then once they run out, you would give.
154. It was only like $100 and something they spent out of that.
No, it was a total. Let me give you the total that was spent out of the first 400 you were charged. The total amount that you spent was. Let me see here. One second, I have $236 is what was spent from the 400 that was initially
400
charged.
days. It was only on a couple days.
Yeah, sometimes sometimes you spend that much in one day, depending on the campaign. That's what
Yeah, but
was
she sent it off after the first day I seen that it was $100 and something. That was the first day. I called her up.
Yeah,
And she.
I went over that too. Yeah, it looks like first you had EV charging keywords, and then we changed everything to locksmith, and that's when it stopped running. The amount that was
Yeah, but she said she put it on pause until she did that. So I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Yeah, $236 initially for the EV charging keywords. Once the
Oh, I don't
unlock.
know. You're gonna have to send me some information about that and show me
Okay,
what
well,
was
we can send you a report. Absolutely. Yeah, and
that.
that's also.
That's right.
Sorry?
I said, I don't think that's right.
Yeah, that's correct. That is how much was spent.
And you charged me how much for the ad campaign?
So initially, when you were charged the first time for Google Ads, it was 400. Out of that 400, 236 were spent. Yeah, so that's going to be reallocated towards Facebook. And then we did issue the or we did get an approval for the refund for the $400 that was charged and that wouldn't
But she
necessarily
told
spend.
me, well, she got to go to me, I wouldn't have to pay anything for the next month. So I don't think that's right, what you're
No,
talking
that's
about.
management already reviewed the account. You were supposed to be charged initially for not initially in the last call that you had with us. You were supposed to be charged for Facebook ads and local SEO, but not the Google advertising, which is why they automatically approved that refund. But then we went back to check into what you mentioned next, which was the first $400 that you were charged, which is why I'm coming back to you with with the response to that. You spent 236 out of that 400, and then once the other portion, which is the 164, is going to be reallocated for Facebook. But that was found in the call that you had with that representative that you were going to continue with the Facebook and the local SEO.
Yeah, but that's the amount you're talking about. Right, one. So I'm not sure about the amount you're talking about. I wasn't that much was spent out of the account. It was only on for one day. I called her up and told her that's way too much. They told me that it was going to be that much for the month, and the way it was set up, that wasn't supposed to spend that much per day. So that's why I had her pause it, because the keywords she were using was using up all the money. That's why I was being charged so much per day.
Yep, and that's what ended up being
So
$236.
what, you guys just shut it off then? After that, I called and told her, because it was that first day. It was a hundred and I can't remember, but it was almost $200.
Yeah, no, we didn't have the option to continue with the keywords that you changed the campaign to, because when you had the EV charging keywords, it ran, but then you made the change to focus on locksmith, and we couldn't run the ad. So that's when it stopped. We didn't have the option.
You told me that they wouldn't run because they wanted to verify or
exactly.
Or whatever.
It's an advanced verification. Mm-hmm.
She paused it and switched the keywords, and they wouldn't let her do it. So I'm not sure
right.
What she's talking about, but.
Right. So when she switched the keywords and they wouldn't let her do it because it required an advanced verification, the ads could no longer continue to run.
Charged more than the 100 and whatever it was. I don't know. What was the amount for the first day? It was 100 and I don't know.
Yeah, I can send you a report on that if you'd like, on exactly how much was spent per day.
You continue to let it run, is what you're saying then?
No, that's the exact opposite of what I've been saying the whole time.
You let it continue to run to charge me, so what? How am I supposed to believe you didn't do that then?
No, we didn't have the option to continue to let it run because the advanced verification was needed, so nothing continued to run.
Okay, so then why has it been running more than one day? Because you're telling me it's $200-something, which it wasn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how much was spent from the campaign when you have the EV charging keyboards.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I can request the report if you'd like to see the details of it. It wouldn't be a problem.
It was supposed to be stopped. It was one day for 100 and I don't remember. What is the amount? How come you can't tell me what was the amount for the first day?
I don't have the access to the campaign anymore because it's an inactive campaign. It's not an active one.
Well,
I don't have to.
By what you say then, right?
Our Google Verify team has access to everything internally. So they're going to be the ones to create the report and send it to you via email.
Yeah. All right. You go ahead and get that. I'm no longer continuing with you guys. I've already... It's just, you guys, from the beginning with Matthew and all this, you know, Matthew lied to me and, you know, just you guys are dishonest, I think, you know. So I don't trust you guys anymore. So, you know, I don't know what's left over on the campaign or whatever. You know, I'm not sure, but I don't want to continue. And you guys, I don't know what you owe me or whatever's left, but we'll just. You
so
just send me a
saying
yeah. that we're done and it's over. You know, I'm not going to pay you guys anymore.
No problem.
So.
We'll go ahead and discontinue the service. But, yeah, just to let you know, there's $164 left that's supposed to be allocated to Facebook. So I'm not sure if you'd like to let those run and then cancel out the account. That'll be entirely up to you. I just want to give you that option versus just canceling it.
All right. I don't know.
Do you want to take some time to think about that? I'm not sure what you would prefer to do. Either way, we're issuing – sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Okay, either way, we're issuing the refund for the $400 that I mentioned yesterday, but that $164 is available for you for Facebook. So
well,
if you'd like, I can run them.
You don't issue nothing because I've already set a stop payment on it through the bank. So I just want something saying from you that it's clear and I don't owe you guys anything, okay? So that if the bank tries to take the money back or whatever they're going to do, I want something saying that I was released from you guys and I don't owe you anything.
Okay.
So, I want
so if you already put in a chargeback with your bank, unfortunately, it's going to be out of my hands. Yeah. So what's going to happen is we're going to send the terms and conditions. We're going to send everything in recording. And then if they decide that the charge is valid, we're not going to be able to help you with that anymore, Michael. So I just want to be clear, okay? Because I'm trying to help you right now with the refunds that we owe you. But if you're just going to do a chargeback, it's going to not be in my hands anymore.
Well,
so
you took money that you shouldn't even have had in the first place. And here's another thing is that I called you guys and nobody would talk to me. And you know, I had the decision to make, do I do this or do I – you know, because if I let it go on longer, then I'll have a hard time getting the money back from you guys. Because you don't want to give me no money back anyway. So, you know, I don't trust you. You see what I'm saying?
Well, yeah,
so,
I've been trying really hard to help you with this, Michael. I've gone back and forth with
But you're not, though. I mean, I don't know. I mean, you know, I don't know what's going on. It's just I don't trust you guys. So that's why I did that. And you know, I you don't have to worry about giving me no money back or anything, but just, I told you I want you giving me a letter saying that we're released, I'm released from you guys. Because
yeah.
I'm not, I need something, if okay. not, you know, because I record all my calls too, you know, I'm just letting you know that. So everything
yeah.
I've talked to you about and Tanya back then, I have it all recorded too. So you just need to send me something that releases me from you guys and that I don't owe you no money and I've already told you that I've stopped the payment, so you know that. So you don't have to recredit me anything or give me
okay.
anything. All right?
Sure, not a problem. Let me just go ahead and verify the security question, and we'll go ahead and process the cancellation.
Yeah.
I have the your first pet's name, please.
My first pet's name?
Correct.
Oh, Lordy, what is it? The Rock?
You know what? I'm sorry. They may have changed the question. I have mother's maiden name.
Lori.
Okay, I have a different answer. Can I just have you verify the billing address on file?
That's weird. I think you're taking it out of my business account. It should be 808 Mercury Circle, Lone Tree, Colorado.
Okay, perfect. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and we're going to cancel the account here, Michael. We'll send you an email confirming that as well. Okay?
All right.
All right. I appreciate your patience and your time. You have a great
yeah.
day.